to Frequency Matters, the RF Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. In this episode, we're going to take a look at our February satellite and radio communications issue. It gets extra distribution at four shows around the world, including Mobile World Congress and satellite, so great issue to be in.
Yeah.
Our cover feature is kind of a two-part article, and it covers new array beamforming technologies. One is from Pivotal Comware, and they cover their holographic beamforming technology. And the other is by Antenna Company, and they have a new dielectric resonator antenna array. So both of them are aimed at the 5G millimeter wave market. And they promise to offer big advantages over phased array technologies traditionally used. So take a look at that article to find out why.
Yeah, that's a good one.
How about other technical features?
Well, we have several. We have from Raoul Corbett at Rohde & Schwarz, a real interesting one called The Two Pillars of 5G. He really looks at some of the economic drivers behind the evolution in mobile networks, and particularly what people are looking for, people being operators in the 5G networks. Then along the 5G theme, we have sort of a special report from National Instruments. They're talking about the Gartner hype cycle and 5G about to go into the trough of disillusionment. And we're seeing some of that, I think, about millimeter wave. So that's an interesting article kind of talking through that. Then on a technical feature side, we have an interesting article from Vertigo Technologies talking about making large signal measurements for sub-terahertz frequencies. So that's not an easy problem. It's an elegant article, an elegant solution. And then lastly, our online spotlight in this issue is from Comm Agility, and they're talking about how do you extend the coverage of the terrestrial mobile networks by using satellites. So that's another interesting thing to poke into.
And fits for the satellite event.
Exactly.
So turning to the news, more acquisitions, and we kicked off the year with a big one from BAE, but now Qorvo, during their earnings call, announced that they'll be acquiring both Decawave and Custom Mimic for about $500 million total in cash. So Decawave is a kind of a technology play for ultra-wideband for mobile devices. And of course, we most of us know that Custom Mimic is a high-performance mimic manufacturer, mostly aimed at the aerospace and defense market. So it would really complement Qorvo and their A&D business and really add to that. We've seen it, you know, kind of built on the same platform as Hittite was many years ago, as the founders were from there. And it's, you know, definitely aimed at high performance applications, which also resulted in high margins. So it's a very profitable business compared to other ones. I think, in my opinion, it was acquired a little early by Qorvo because I think they wanted to get in there before ADI swooped in and took them out from underneath
them. Somebody else grabbed it.
Yes. And also, on a sad note, Barry Gilbert, the inventor of the Gilbert Mixer and also a longtime technology fellow at Analog Devices, has passed away. And we have a great tribute written by John Cowles, which you put together, and it's on the homepage. Talks about how he was a real innovator and inspiration to many engineers. So they can check that out on our website now.
Yeah, I never knew Barry Gilbert. I knew of him, of course, heard about the Gilbert Mixer. And you read that article and you feel, boy, I really missed something. I wish I'd known this person.
Yes.
So also in the news, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the conversation in the earnings calls about millimeter wave, particularly for the handset. And this is kind of interesting. We know that Qualcomm has been the big force driving this. I think it was July 2018, they announced their first millimeter wave antenna module. And they have really been promoting, and of course, if you look at the Samsung phone today, that's got the Qualcomm module in it. However, it was interesting when Skyworks did their earnings call, Liam Griffin was asked about millimeter wave in the handset, and he kind of downplayed it. He said, "We talk to our customers, and that's where we get our cues. It isn't something we are seeing today." So it sounds like Skyworks is not really pushing it or not feeling the pull from the market. However, it was interesting. Qorvo got the same question, and Eric Creviston, who's the president of their mobile products group, took a different slant. He said, "We've released new commercial versions of these processes," referring to the ones developed in infrastructure and defense. And he said, "We've introduced those to multiple handset manufacturers and platform providers. We're building prototypes to help demonstrate the capability of mobile millimeter wave and showing what could be done in terms of thermal dissipation and power efficiency and battery life and so forth." Eric also goes on to say the business case isn't proven yet, but certainly Qorvo is being very aggressive in terms of following Qualcomm into this market. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this year.
Yeah, it is kind of fun to see how different people have a perspective on that. I think Qualcomm's on their second generation modules.
So. Definitely, definitely. And Eric Creviston is very aggressive and bullish about the 5G market this year, and certainly sub-gigahertz is being deployed widely across the globe. In fact, he talked to us via a video comment, which we want to show our viewers now.
So it'll be an exciting year for 5G. We'll get to see the consumer uptake, also the benefits of the faster speed and lower latency in various consumer applications. On the infrastructure side, as well as on the mobile side, the combination of new frequency bands, also need for lower power consumption and better performance, drives a lot of integration and new technology development, which Qorvo is at the very center of. So we've been investing for many years for this year. We're really looking forward to seeing the ramp and uptake of the new technology.
So that's Eric Creviston, the president of the mobile products business segment at Qorvo, and you can hear he's really bullish about 5G's deployment this year.
Turning to the event front, we'll be heading to Barcelona for Mobile World Congress at the end of the month, and we'll be taking a look at what the test and measurement and semiconductor companies are doing there. I saw that the GSA announced that more than 200 5G mobile devices have been released so far, and that's double the amount in 5 months. So I think, you know, 2020 is really the year where we'll see some uptake in the device side and infrastructure deployment. So put a 5G phone on your Christmas list for sure.
There you go.
So we want to do a little bit of previews before we go. And got a nice one from Rodin Schwartz, who is have a theme of driven by connection. And they will have a booth in Hall 6 and featuring solutions for 5G and wireless connectivity testing, mobile network testing, IP network analytics, Industry 4.0 network testing, automotive connectivity testing, 5G broadcast, smart connectivity and software-defined wireless area network, and cybersecurity. I think it's going to take me 3 hours just to get through their booth alone.
Exactly.
But yeah, we'll do another preview in the next episode, and we'll be keeping an eye also on the infrastructure guys. So you and I will both take an eye on Ericsson and Nokia. And we hope to visit ZTE and Huawei, but there is some question as to whether the Chinese company is going to participate this year because of the coronavirus issue. So I think LG has already pulled out. They're the ones who have announced so far. So in the coming weeks, we'll see how that pans out.
Right. GSMA is saying that Mobile World Congress is going ahead. They're taking steps to try to ensure good health hygiene. And they've said that they're recommending people adopt a no handshake policy to try to reduce the spread of germs. So we'll see how it goes. The other thing that I'm looking forward to seeing at Mobile World Congress, talking to some of the people that are working in the 60 gigahertz unlicensed space.
Yes.
There's been a lot of development there, but it's not really clear how much the market is evolving. And Facebook's Terragraph, of course, is pushing kind of an urban, dense suburban deployment for fixed wireless access. And there are people who are certainly developing equipment and chipsets to support that. It'll be interesting to get a little closer look at that while we're there.
It's always a fun event, and we definitely will put the miles on our counters there.
Exactly, exactly. And we want to announce to our viewers that we do have two new sponsors for this episode, RFMW and Qorvo. RFMW is a pure play distributor in the industry for a long time, and it's all they do. They're pure play. And Qorvo is a very broad-based supplier of gallium arsenide and gallium nitride mimics, BAW and SAW filters, and silicon ICs that support the markets they're serving. And they serve most every market from mobile handsets to Wi-Fi to wireless infrastructure and aerospace and defense. As Qorvo says, we're all around you. And we want to thank you for watching this episode as we get ready to go to Mobile World Congress. And we'll talk to you next time.